what's our podcast?
We don't know yet. We'll think about it.
Drunk as Fuck is our podcast.
Drunk Divas.
Drunk Divas.
Libertine Ladies.
And the Muppets. Wait, what are they called? What are the two dudes called?
The two old men Muppets.
There you go.
Okay. I think we should make an announcement. This is not for children.
I can't find it.
What are we looking for?
Midget wrestling. Oh. I wonder if they're not coming this year.
Because of two weird women.
Can you look it up? I think I might just be a little too buzzed out.
Because I can't form the word.
There's no telling what I just typed into Google.
Oh my God.
How hard could it be to search for midget wrestling?
May 25th, mm-mm. Friday.
2018.
Oh, this is 19. Duh.
And you're the drunk one.
Yeah, what's up with that?
We're not officially started yet, right?
He's recording.
Hi, how are you? Best chicken. Oh, shit.
Mrs. Bootsy. Ms. Bootsy.
Hi, how are you? I feel like I'm on NPR radio. Oh, my God, that freaks me out so much.
I know.
Oh, my God. Okay, the old person on Poltergeist, is he not the freakiest?
Yeah. Mrs. Frolic.
Okay, now I'm officially creeped the fuck
wait,
out.
Wait.
I'm coming to take you away.
Oh, yeah.
I'm dizzy.
There's something called Wrestlecade coming up, which is a 3-day family-friendly event.
It's not
convention for
friendly.
Fans of wrestling and sports equipment.
Is sports equipment a euphemism?
Family-friendly meaning, Dad. Stranger danger. Stranger danger. I'll never forget that. He was so serious. Stranger danger.
What, who? Like, at her?
At me. She was, well, I think you were coming on to his dad. Oh! And you were talking, and when you turned around and sat down, he's like, Dad, stranger danger.
Okay. This is why they sell alcohol at these events. Oh, my God.
And then I still have the picture of that guy that didn't want to take a picture with you because he was married. And you're like, whatever, take a picture.
Names.
I don't remember
yeah,
that.
I got a picture. It was so funny. Because okay. That was at
five
the end.
Ma'am. But it's in Charlotte.
So you just have like these blackout like the phases. So they're not doing in this year?
It says Extreme Midget Wrestling, February 22nd, 2019, 8 o'clock Friday.
That's next week.
I don't see
well,
anything.
You weren't there peeling you off the pavement. I mean, you were, but you weren't
I
there
I didn't mind
in spirit.
Doing that. I peeled her off the pavement. Not
oh,
you.
Yeah.
She was flat out on the ground next to a cop
and
car.
You were laid across her.
No, I was... What do you think we got from there to there?
Let the record show she's only got her hands 5 feet apart.
My favorite thing is still, oh, look. There's our lovely ladies. Maybe we need to contact our midget friends and request that they come back.
Yeah.
Oh, what? There's a midget that works at the food line.
You could ask him.
Well, I don't think they're the same.
Do you know when they do the midget wrestling? Oh, we might have stuff for the podcast, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, you guys start with your stuff.
No, we always do that.
I know, but it's fun for us.
That's because you guys are, like, epic.
Yeah, but you
no, we're not epic.
You said you had all sorts
last
of good stuff from...
Last night was not epic. Do we need I'm to embarrassed raise, to even say it.
Do we need to raise this up?
Yes. He's had the nerve to tell me I sounded like a whimpering dog.
What's this now? Who he
that jackass last night.
Yes. So that was the turning point, right?
Mm-hmm. Does he know it turned at that point? Or was he just fucking stupid?
He should, because I'm very clear in the beginning, you know, what I like, what I don't like. And I always say I don't like degradation, I don't like humiliation. And it's been,
and you said that since the very beginning. Yeah. There has been no, like, wavering or anything.
Oh, it gets better.
Like
it gets better.
A fucking jackass.
It's been, 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
Since we saw him?
Okay.
I was so just looking forward to it. I just need to be tossed around. And it started out good for the first, 45 minutes or so.
Yeah.
But, you know, he came up and said that and then said, are you a dog?
You're like, do I fucking look like a dog?
Hey, do me a favor. Describe this guy. Is he tall, short?
He's probably not tight.
He's not particularly tall. He's got a very round face.
Yeah. Why?
Just,
I thought you might know him. I'm like,
No. I can honestly say I don't know any. This guy's a commercial pilot?
No,
not commercial. He has a plane.
That's why he was a codename Pilot.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that is the point where I used our code word that I forgot about.
Well, we hadn't discussed it in a long time.
We started this 2 years ago.
Right.
Mr.
Bootsy's such a detail.
No matter what, I'm sorry, Mr. Bootsy. If in either one of us were ever just not comfortable, we would say, do you need to call the babysitter?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I did that. And he goes, no, it wasn't the babysitter. Oh, no, your phone dinged. And I said, was that the babysitter? He goes, no. Do you know how much I wanted to...
You're like, are you sure?
I'm like, holy shit.
I think that was the babysitter.
Check again. I know her ding, and that was her ding.
Everything went so fast from there. It escalated very quickly where he was literally like punching me with his fingers. And
did you say what the fuck?
I did say,
well, she's,
I'm not up for this.
Mm-hmm.
No, I started out with pushing away, telling him, you know,
calm
easy,
down.
Back off, and which last time he was very good at. He got up to do something, and I was still pissed at Mark, and I'm like, come here!
and
he walks
like,
towards me, and I'm about to tell him that I'm going to pretend like I fell asleep.
Yeah.
And he walks back in. So I just pulled him like I was going to kiss him, and I said, I'm over this.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
He turned out to be the hero, so.
Yeah.
So, I texted our sitter, who did not...
And I didn't know that.
Okay.
Yeah, and I couldn't tell her.
So,
okay.
This guy's just doing all kinds of... And I'm just constantly...
Spanking you.
Well, that didn't happen until... That's when you got involved.
Yeah. Too much. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was... It turned into a not a good wrestling match. That's when he stepped in at that point. But anyway,
He wasn't really.
So I didn't know that. So every time I looked up, to me it looked like he's just
on his
and
phone,
I'm just
and he's like talking
what?
To him. Yeah.
And I had his hand, and I was digging my nails in him, just like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
And what were you thinking at the time? Did you know something?
I didn't know he had texted.
I had texted
our sitter at that point.
Right.
Who had fallen asleep, didn't return the He was supposed to call. I said, call in 15 minutes, because I didn't want to call to come in right while I was texting.
Right.
Honestly, we should have stopped.
Yeah, she can survive for 15 more minutes.
Well, because, happened was, I said something smart. I was upset, and he said, "Are you talking back?" And he, it was.
He spanked you?
Oh my God, he ripped me over, and I was screaming at that point, and like,
oh,
that is
God.
Enough. And I tried to turn over, and he flung me back over. That's enough. And I think I said again then that, you know, I'm not
done
up for this.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think you went out to try and do something else. Yeah, you did. Because you saw him tying the rope on me. Or you said you
did.
That
was, yeah.
I didn't realize he could see us. But he walked out and had tied my fan to the chair.
Right.
So,
yeah, Mr. Bootsy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
And I had turned away from him at that point, so I had no idea. And the next thing I know, he was making a leash.
A fucking leash.
Tied my wrist. And I said, "What are you doing?" And I turned over, and he was already tugging and saying, "Come on." I was just like, what the fuck?
So since our sitter didn't call, I texted someone else.
Well, at that point, I started acting sick.
Who did call?
Yeah.
And
then you got out.
And then I was acting sick, and you came back in. And he did at that point show me, you know.
Well, I finally got him away far long enough that I could show her the
He
right,
texted
right.
Sparky, right?
Right.
To call the phone. So I was like, okay, and I was like, I just don't feel good, you know. And he laid in that bed and stuck my tit in his mouth and just laid there like a puppy.
Yeah.
The whole time.
It was so awkward.
Through the phone call. So they called, we're like, we gotta go, and he's like, okay. Even as we're trying to hurry out, he grabs me and bends me over the bed. Thinking, and he knows at this point, supposedly, our
it's
kid
your
is
kid.
Sick.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if he bought that or not. But
who cares?
So we drive around the block, and we're like, I hope he's not still there. I said, you know what? At this point, if he's still there,
he's
in it.
I mean, the fucker is still there.
Mr. Bootsy.
So wait, it was your hotel room?
Yes.
Yes. So we pretended like we packed
everything. We packed
everything. And he still stayed there until the very end.
Well,
walked
all
out
ended
with
up
us.
Walking out together.
We had to walk right by the front desk again, bringing everything.
So then we went through a drive-thru.
He took me through a
drive-thru.
I was freaked out. I'm a stress eater, you know?
So what was going through your head at the time? Like, what was...
At which point?
Any time during the...
I did...
Because I know how you are. I know you would have gotten madder and madder the more you thought about it.
Yeah.
And I know you're like...
Well, that's why I told him I wasn't ever scared about the end result. Because I knew, worst case scenario, gonna kill his ass,
right,
you know,
right.
And I'm not trying to be funny, that was never my fear, it was what was gonna happen to me between,
right,
you know,
right,
because he was
and I know
way
you were
the...
getting pissed moment by moment. I can just imagine you were like,
yeah, he
and
I think he struggled with it a little more than
I couldn't communicate.
I think
that
I feel better about it because I knew he was there,
right,
so
right.
I think yes, it affected me, but I think it affected him more.
I think on reflection, we just said, you know, we probably just should have come out and said.
Right.
You keep saying that, but I did twice. I said, I am not up for this.
Right, but when you said.
You told him twice, that's enough.
Right, but at that point I said, I think it's time for you to go, because it was our room. And
yeah.
I probably should have just said that. We were trying to, going through all this convolution to try and be said, and we. Probably should have been.
You have to be diplomatic.
Before you met him the first time, did you have an indication that this is the way his play leaned?
Yes.
That he was kind of.
I don't think during the chat, but I have a spiel that, you know, I like control. I don't like pain. Don't go near it. Which he did that too. Don't go near my ass. He spread my ass cheeks last night.
Yeah. And no degradation. We're not in degradation.
I mean, it's just.
But I mean, what indication did you have from him that he was kind of into
We didn't figure that out until the first night. Okay. And it was the it first was more time. Controlled. I did mm-hmm. have, the only regret I had the first time was, I wish I had followed my gut. When I had fun while we were doing it, mm-hmm. but afterwards I was thinking, I'm like, do you realize?
Mr. Bootsy.
He never once said, you're sexy, you're this, you're that. It was just all about control and
him.
Yeah. And he was very good at, he seemed to be knowing my limit and just mm-hmm. immediately backing off. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we knew the first time.
So he was trying to push a little bit more.
And how long ago was the first time?
About 6 months ago, right?
Yeah, it's been between four.
It's been a while. I will tell you, before this meet, before this meet, I said, last time was my upper limit. Did I not? In the chat. I'm like, that's good. It.
Well, and even if you didn't, should have gone back and looked. I mean, that is his responsibility to look and see what's available, just like it was her responsibility to say, this is what my limits mm-hmm. are. You know, they fulfilled their deal. He should have fulfilled his.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, I did specifically say, last time was the upper limit. I can't do... And he made a Stein comment.
Because I think we talked to you shortly after that. Mm-hmm. You were talking about you were sore for a couple of days.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, it was weird, though, being... See, we never had sex, but he was mm-hmm. kind of punching. So, mm-hmm. being sore from that, I told him, just, you know, when you're sore from a night of fun, right. you're kind of proud of it. Mm-hmm. It's just mm-hmm. like, fuck, I'm sorry.
It's a whole different
exactly. So, but then, and then we don't even know that well, but it was.
I know. Sorry.
It was the one people we knew because they text us all the time.
Right.
We knew, or you knew, I'm
assuming.
Well,
that's
the
reason
mm-hmm.
I
use
that because A, they know our phone number.
Right.
We've been doing phone texts. And they had been very active.
Well, they're close to at that point, right? So that if he needed to come out, he could have, right?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose there's that. I don't know.
I don't want to make it sound like we were in any real danger because it wouldn't have gotten much further before we started.
She kept saying the sitter was she, even though it was her brother.
I could have killed him, too. It's okay. That's why I edit.
Special K.
He'd love that,
so
too.
Special K.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we were miffed about that, but... And I think you got confused with who was sitting.
I called the wrong babysitter back.
Well, because at this point, I was
nerve-wracked.
Well, yeah, you're upset.
I hit, and she texted me this morning, did you call me like last night? And I said, you're not going to believe this, but I forgot which sitter it was. I should read it to you. She said, do you know if I had answered, I would have been like, oh my God, am I supposed to have first? And I said, no, I would have been like, holy shit, why don't you have sex? But that's how I was just that frazzled. I called
the
wrong
sitter.
That's
why I asked him to have H call in case he could overhear the call.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was smart. Yeah.
Female. And then, what's her name here, puts the phone on vibrate earlier.
I do that every time because I set my phone for work texts to not stop until I open it. So when you're playing and it's ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, you don't want to hear.
So I always put it on vibrate.
Right.
But he told him to call my phone.
Okay.
So then I had to say, no, call my phone.
Yeah.
Now, poor thing calls and I'm like, what you need?
She's like, are you okay?
And I'm like, uh-huh. Should I be calling somebody? No.
because he did text right after and say we're fine.
So what are you thinking about the whole time that you're
I'm curious.
I was just
we've talked more was, about the aftermath.
Well, I was just trying to wrap this up, you know.
And I don't know that the sitter thing during the, when my phone dinged would have helped any more than what we did because he just wasn't getting the clue anyway.
Yeah.
Right. He was like,
I mean,
in
I'm
his
not
own.
trying to, you know, I did screw up on our code word.
It's fine.
But
it sounds like he was in
he
his
was
own.
Not,
like, it would not have even, like.
Yeah. Did yeah. he not Although, lay there like a puppy sucking
yeah.
on my tit the whole time you were yeah. making calls and packing? I'm just like,
what the fuck?
I have yeah. never in my life. You know, I did.
I
was
I find it
at
hard
this
to believe
point
that
in that
he didn't
sarcastic,
realize it was a
pissy
ruse
mood.
At some
right.
point.
So I acted like I turned over. He's like, did that hurt? I said, what? Because you can't feel that. I'm like, nope.
Well, you know, he's probably being just a jackass at that point. I mean, he's like, well, I'm going to sit here and, you know.
That's what he did.
I
it was
wanna, like, knock the shit out of him.
I can't.
You know, he knows.
So different.
He has to have known that there was a bruise of some
yeah.
sort because it was just not
yeah.
well done. I mean, we.
He had to think at that point that he's already screwed over this opportunity, so he's just going to
yeah.
do whatever,
yeah.
you know.
See,
yeah.
I just, you know, why did she just, like, extract yourself out of the bed, walk over, just both say, there's
we
the door.
Were,
we should have.
We were all in the bed.
Yeah.
So, well, no, we should have. I told Mark, I had a moment of, let's just do it, get it over with,
mm-hmm.
get him out. And then I'm like, you know what? I am not going to fucking do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, and that's when I flat out said, you know, it's not, it was maybe an hour total. So it wasn't long before did say, you know,
right.
it's time for you to go, Mr. Bootsy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, everything escalated really quickly. It all happened very fast
yeah.
after
which,
the dog.
Which is a little disturbing to me because, you know, it can go wrong. And this is somebody we'd met previously.
It went south very fast.
So.
But you had already started going a little bit down that road. It's probably not likely that if anybody that you've played with is just into it for straight sex and into you, you know,
we do have
pleasing
one.
You, you know, that mm-hmm. this guy sounds like he's more likely to be a personality changer kind of thing, you know, this dominance, you know. We
well,
saw a really...
Almost like he clicks, like his personality goes and
switches. Yeah.
Well, when he said,
or maybe it switched because I handled that much the first time. But I was very
well,
clear in chat. The
mm-hmm.
last time was my max.
Said that he broke up with a girlfriend, though, because he was too...
He said she wasn't as into it as him or she.
Yeah, something along those
When's
lines.
When's the last time you saw Sparky
and you
his
know what?
Girlfriend?
We should have known in chat. He said he hadn't been with anyone since us, too. So that says a lot.
So he's thinking he's going to sit there and push, and he's already in a pretty...
Yeah. So, it was our first bad experience.
Yeah.
It was just like...
Well, come on over to my house.
We did have really good sex afterwards. So.
There you go. Well, you know what?
Well, it took a while, though, because...
Yeah, you had a couple drinks and a whole bowl of fruit.
I think that was pretty cathartic, though, much more so than...
Yeah.
You know. So
yeah, well, we had already driven to McDonald's, loaded everyone back, and chatted with you guys, had some drinks, and I was laying there, I'm like, so are you sleepy? He's like, why? I said, well...
Would
you
pull around?
He's like,
would you
yeah.
be inclined?
But
he's
it
like,
was,
yes.
It was
so he goes and gets the rope, and we had a great time.
Aww. That's good.
So,
that's
yeah.
good.
But it did take, yeah, I mean, it just was, it still squigged us out, but we're still a little squigged about it.
Yeah.
It could have been much worse.
Yes.
And.
Yeah, we could have had to leave the room and call. Well, we could
yeah.
have, I would probably call security first, but...
No, you wouldn't.
Maybe the thing that happens
I think you
would have...
Well, I would have went apeshit at some point.
Yeah.
I don't
well,
think it would
have.
It wouldn't have... There wouldn't have been a rape or anything like that, but...
Yeah.
It could have been worse mentally than what happened, you know? Not maybe
yeah.
physically. It could have been
much
worse.
Well, you know what?
I
started crying.
Mr. Bootsy.
And I said, you know what's sad? I'm not even crying over the fact of what happened. I'm crying because I halfway believe his comment about the fucking dog. And
fuck
that
yeah.
pissed me off. I'm like, why is it bothering me so much?
What did he say? Because I heard you say, I can't hear.
He, and I know it's true. I mean,
no, it's
no,
not.
But what is not
was,
true?
Well, no,
all.
No.
You know she's very vocal.
There's truth. And
oh,
he said
yeah.
I was whimpering like a dog. And was I a dog? And then he covered my mouth.
That was just his way to get that damn leash on.
Well, that's why I told him. I'm like, that is exactly where that was heading the whole
yeah.
time.
He knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
That stupid fucker knew from the time that he made
mm-hmm.
that comment. And he was trying to tell you, you're my dog now.
Yep.
And that was the
exactly.
entire comment.
Not to mention the fact that he's probably been playing out what he was going to do to you for days
right.
before you guys
yeah.
ever met.
Thinking, because he's done this with other women, I guarantee you, thinking that, oh, well, she's going to give in on what she
and
says.
And it went
will.
Through my mind. It really did.
Yeah.
It went through my mind when I, during, and when I say
Mr. Boots,
he didn't get the clue, you're talking about a span of 5-6 minutes,
right.
not an hour.
Right.
Right. But during that time, I'm like, well, it's not getting it. Just
well,
let's just do this.
The problem is
the
that there's a certain amount.
Well, and there is a fine line between what you like
mm-hmm.
and what you don't. However,
see, and that's where I got into the self-guilt.
I think you're very
said,
clear,
well, I guess
though.
I asked for it.
No, no,
it,
I think you're very clear.
That women in general tend to automatically try to make it their fault.
Right.
You know,
right.
and it just, that, me being upset over that comment pissed me off more than
the
anything
else. The fact that you're
else.
Upset. Not
yes.
the fact that the comment was made.
Exactly.
But the fact
like,
that
it,
you
the...
allowed it to irritate you. Yeah.
It just.
Yeah. It's like.
It was ridiculous
cookie
to
bones.
Cry over.
You know,
I mean, I'm
fuck
just
him.
Like.
You know?
I know my brain.
I know.
Exactly. I'm like, my brain
I know exactly.
knows that. But
we saw a really wild scene at KH.
It pissed me off, I have to tell you.
We put up on the board that Ms. Frolicker wanted a massage.
While they're talking, we can fix
mm-hmm.
more.
So,
on the garage door.
Yeah.
Okay. So this guy came up and he seemed very polite, nice guy. And we looked for a room, couldn't find a room. So, you know the big room that has the very large cage?
Yes.
All the
girls?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So, on top of that. And there, in the corner, there is a cross.
Mm-hmm.
And this couple, this guy was tying this woman to the cross. And he started beating her. And it was just kind of pedestrian stuff at first.
Like normal.
But then, like normal. But what was funny on the garage door I saw, you know, because they've got people seeking, people wanting to
mm-hmm.
do, right? So there was a woman, I assume, that said she really wanted rough degradation, kicking, punching,
oh,
all
God.
This stuff.
And okay, so you know where that table is, right? The table sits there and like from here to here is where this was happening, and I'm laying on the table, and when I look up, that's what I see, right? And I'm like, it was like right in front of me, and it pissed me the fuck off, and I'm sitting there like,
well, I guess he was doing degradation, and
he started kicking her and punching her,
oh,
telling her
God.
She was
the worst of the stuff was after he took her down, he like whipped on her for a while, and then. Is like he told her to get up, and then he pushed her back down on the floor. He said, "I told you to get up." And the minute she
mm-hmm.
tried to get up, he pushed her back down. He
it
yanked
pissed
her.
Me the fuck off. I wanted to go over there and beat the shit
but
out of
her.
But you
don't see that's her thing.
No,
I mean,
but
I just,
that.
I don't think they
see,
were enough.
That kind of can be a trigger for somebody that's been molested
well, that's true.
Or raped. Yes, you can do what you want to do, but how about do that in a private room?
Probably,
yeah.
yeah.
Because that is something very different than
but
wanting
some of it
a spanking,
may be the public.
Wanting.
Well, if the public
well,
part
so
of it may be
part
of
it. So then you make it a private room and people
you,
can
it,
come in.
It was very jarring for me to see that and to see some woman go through that and not
yeah.
fucking get up and beat the shit out
yeah,
of that man.
That, I could not have handled that.
But you know, I saw both of them later in the night. They were chatting and they were talking and they were cleaning.
Well, it's her thing. That's why I said.
Well, I'm assuming
you should be able to do what
all
the
negotiation went on, and that was.
And it was
that type of stuff needs to be in a private room where people that want to see it can come in and look, not.
And well, I get that other she wanted it, right? I get that she wanted that, and I get that he wanted to give it. But at the same time, it was all I can do not to get up
yeah.
and say,
it does violate other people's consent.
Yeah,
because
I probably would have had a panic attack.
But then
yeah.
some people may not be able to
yeah.
handle some
I
of the more
pedestrian. I was making several people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
There were several people that left.
Yeah.
One of them was another guy,
and they
Miss
left.
H or whatever,
yeah.
and they left at that point. Miss Frolicker was there. She was enjoying her massage. And so, but you know, that's not the only wild thing that happened that night. We were like sitting in the same room a little bit earlier than that. And one of the hall monitors, I call them hall monitors.
Yeah.
The one who's a little bit dykish, she's always yep. seems to be looking out for people, right? She came and she says, right in front of you in a couple minutes is something that's going to go down. And she says it's going to involve blood and barbed wire. I just wanted to let you know in case you want to move.
And we're
said,
like, we're out.
Okay. Color us gone. And we started, we saw the beginning of the scene, and then we went somewhere else. And we came back, and they were like rolling up plastic, and there was
blood
splatter all over the plastic. And I don't know what.
Here's what I don't understand. I mean, there's something sensual about being spanked and being overtaken.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But then there's that line that you cross where it's like, you know, seriously doing damage to your skin,
yes.
to your body, and I'm thinking...
Different structure, different
yes.
No, it's not, though. It
is. Yes, it is.
No, it is not. It's the...
Obviously, it is, because it goes down. People sign up for it. People are consenting on both
yeah.
sides.
Oh, right, but, you know, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be where you feel like this is okay when it's seriously hurting you, one, physically, two, you're already fucked up mentally because you're there. I mean, it shouldn't be like that.
Well, see, we left the guy that was running it. There was a girl there, and it started with her boyfriend just doing, you know,
and I'm sorry.
Flogging.
Can I just say how fucking weenie ass?
Why do you have
cowards?
Red and pink nails?
Oh, because this is I love you.
Oh, I love it.
Squirrel.
Squirrel.
That's cool.
yeah, that's it. So I thought,
I like it.
Yeah, there you go. But I just, what fucking cowards these guys are, one, for doing this. Two, and I know that the women asked for it. God, I know,
mm-hmm.
I know. But still, what a fucking low-life piece of shit coward you are as a man to sit there.
And do it.
And cause physical harm that you know is going to scar later, that you know is going to cause some kind of mental anguish later. There is no way you can do this to another person and have it not cause anguish. I don't understand that.
How was she reacting?
She wanted it. I mean, and I'm not, I know that
she was very, very chipper at the beginning of it. I didn't see her at the end. What?
No, I mean reacting while he was kicking her.
Oh, you're talking about the other scene.
She was playing
oh,
it.
Sorry,
she
yeah.
was like whimpering and
oh yeah,
like,
she was like bawling her eyes.
Oh my
out.
God, I could not have.
It yeah. was not a. You know how sometimes like when we played when we were wrestling and we were like kind of walking around
yeah.
playing, talking to the crowd. It was not like that at all. It was like.
I mean, he was pulling his kicks and punches. He wasn't really hitting her hard.
Don't care. The fact that he put the bottom of his shoe onto her body, I cannot tell you how much that grossed me
yeah.
out. One. Two, I'm still pissed off over seeing it.
Well, there was another scene where two or three women did that to a guy.
Right, but I get that people need to have a place. There's no reason you couldn't make a private room, even if you put a note on the door, mm-hmm. this is what scene is going on in here. People can walk in.
Right.
You can still have the public if they want to.
Right, right.
And there's plenty of rooms that have crosses in them where they
yeah.
can start it in. A
so I guess that is question. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
wonder,
it goes back to
I
yeah.
I wonder if you shouldn't even make a suggestion mm-hmm. about it.
Right.
It does bring up the conundrum of consent because the other people who may be triggered by it don't consent to it.
Well, and the people that consent to it, how are they saying? How are you? You're obviously working through some mental anguish or mental something, and I know they say they aren't. I know that they say that they aren't. How can you not be? If you hurt yourself to this degree, how can you not be working through your own shit? And if you're still working through your own shit that much, and you're doing stuff that will physically cause scars, what the fuck are you doing there? How can you consent to that? And I know that they would be all over me right now saying, it's my body, I can do what you want. Yeah, but when you're 50 and you're looking back, what the fuck are you doing? I don't understand that.
You can say that about a lot of things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Of course. We're all working through our own shit, right?
Rock climbing.
But you don't
like
need
that.
To work through it. I don't want to sound judgmental.
I think the biggest issue is the fact that you're exposing other people, because that is a trigger. You're exposing other people without their consent.
It's no different
consent.
Than them doing right. needle play in the medical room.
Yeah.
Right.
If you want to see
well,
they it,
they
right.
started
it's
with
there.
Needle play. That's the reason we left. Is I've never seen anybody get that many needles that fast. The one that I told you, she said there was going to be blood and barbed
yeah.
wire. He's like, this guy was going and just sticking needles in like that. That's when we left. But that was a different scene.
Was that a special theme night, or this was just...
No, it's just something. And they had worked it out. They had worked out the thing, and she was, like, all for it. I mean, she was,
yeah.
like,
I
happy
mean, the first thing they
there.
Did is they came down and they put down, like, an acre of plastic.
Yeah, it was not where she was forced, coerced in any way.
Well, yeah.
And her boyfriend or whatever, the person she came with, was standing there watching. But at the same time, I still say, you know, you cannot... There's something wrong with you if you're allowing yourself to get punished that much where you
well,
have
scars. I think
scars.
With a lot of these young kids, it's like one-upmanship. You know, they.
I understand mm-hmm. that. I mean,
you know, they want to tick off that box. You know, like that one
no.
woman. That, well, no, I mean.
I understand what you're saying because I am that way to some extent. If you tell me not to do it, I will do it, and
I've
it's more important
it.
For me to say that I did it when you told me not to do it than it is for me to say I held my ground. But at the same time. You were doing something that...
I mean, I've seen it on these blogs where somebody says, you may have experienced this, but until you try this, you haven't, you know. And it's just, you know, it's this... Like women getting their vaginas sutured together.
What?
Yes. That lady, the one
yeah.
you were just talking mm-hmm. about, has done that. No. Is that her that did that? Yeah.
Yeah, they have on a kit. I mean, maybe not that particular one.
She had it sutured shut in the medical room.
And then, I mean, like, and then what?
What did they do after? There was some... I mean, obviously, they...
Then they undo
cut
it?
Cut it back, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking it's the lady that you're talking about came and told you all what was about to happen.
Does she not think she has some serial mental issues at this point?
She did.
I
and
mean,
that was
honestly.
The same one that had the needles in her.
And staples. There's people that are
stapling
themselves and...
I don't know, maybe I just sound like a prude, but I just cannot understand.
Can you? We actually
you
know, at KH saw a girl getting it,
her
yeah. getting
but
needle
see,
play for the first time.
See, some people would.
And her tits at the end of the night were just black and blue, and she was just a smile.
How is that?
But I saw the first odd. Needle go in. It was her very first experience.
And
you
what
could
did
just,
she do?
You could just see her like.
I think
you could just
some
see
people get
it,
off on
yeah.
the endorphin rush,
yeah.
I think, that it causes, because...
You could see it in her
if
face.
If you've ever cut yourself...
You knew the minute that first one went in that she was going to go the whole way, and she did.
You know, sometimes when
oh
you cut
God.
Yourself, there's like a... Your body compensates
too.
For it
yeah.
for momentarily. And then it's like, oh, wow, that hurts.
Mm-hmm. I don't
yeah.
know. Because,
yeah.
you know, we were talking about when I cut my knuckle on my bandsaw, he tried to numb it up, and it just didn't take. And so I ended up getting, I think, 4 or 5. And it was like, there's no way I would sign up to have.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but you don't
yeah.
have, you're just not wired that way. I think some people are just wired differently for that.
And
I mean, it isn't for everybody.
There, I guarantee you, if you talk to everyone and they were honest, the most extreme cases are people that have been severely abused or have gone through some traumatic event, and that's how they cope with it.
But why do ladies like to be spanked?
Yeah,
honestly,
along that,
because we put up with so much shit during the day that we have to fix that we just want a good 15 minutes where we can just sit and react to something. And the pain.
Well, now you're speaking for yourself, not everybody.
What do you expect me to?
Well, no, I'm listening.
What do you expect me to speak
for? Yeah, exactly.
You know, like,
no, I'm saying.
And the pain knocks it out, and then it starts to get cathartic. But at the same time, if it's too hard, I can still say to myself, that might leave a mark, and that's an issue for me.
Well, and I think we're saying the same thing. Mine is just letting go of the control.
Letting go of the shit.
I don't need to make
make any decisions. We've said that everyone I don't want to make. Y'all just do what you want with me. You know, I mean,
you can react instead of having to make something happen. You can just let it happen. It's like being in an ocean.
You know you're not in control. You know you don't have to make sure this is done, this is done, this is done, this is done.
Right. And you don't have those thoughts going through your head like when you're trying to go to sleep.
But wouldn't a massage do the same thing?
No. Because during the massage, one, you're
not
thinking about where you are,
mm-hmm.
who you're with, and if you're like me, who is talking, even though there's a atmosphere to not talk, you talk anyway, and then the person starts interacting with you, and then you interact with her, and it's this whole thing
and there's
about
no,
how you have
there's
to...
There's no exchange of control. You would never trust a masseuse to do... The idea is trusting someone so much that you let yourself not...
So then if you sign up to do that with a stranger, is there this added thrill that you can't really trust the person?
Because there's you negotiate.
Well, so, at some place like KH, they insist on negotiation.
That's what I said last night. Really need that... We'll just go negotiate with someone in KH.
I think it's better if you know who it is for me, so that it's
or
like
somebody else has vetted them. I mean, somebody gives you
trust.
I think it's better if I can trust you to say. I mean, I think our experiences between the two of us have gotten better since I've gotten to know you better, but I've never been like. You know, sex is sex is sex is sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all the same, right? But it's better if you know the person. For me, it's better if you know the person and you know what they like, you know what they don't like, you know who they are, because then you're able to give more of yourself better. And if you don't give more of yourself, why are you doing it? I mean, and for me, when it's that whole spanking thing, yeah, whatever, you know, and unless you're like Mistress Marie, which I totally trust because she does it all the fucking time.
Yeah.
And she's a woman, so I think it's a little bit easier to trust. But.
And she's harder on the men than she is the women.
Well, and there's something to be said, too, for knowing that as much control of as you're giving up, you're still in control.
Right, right.
Because you know if you say.
Enough.
Easier, that it's over with. Mm-hmm. I told when we.
Mr. Bootsy.
First started in it.
Yeah.
I remember telling you, it is almost like a switch for me. The minute that he ties my arm or whatever he's doing, it's like a switch, and I'm like...
You can relax.
Yeah.
Well,
it's just...
Even with Mistress Marie, I found that I am able to say, okay, I can take 5 more minutes of this, or I can take 10 more minutes of that, and I'm going to show you... Only because I know that if it gets too much, she won't do it.
Yeah.
Only because of that. I know that she's not going to.
Well, see, but that's backfired on you because, you know, you had that moment where you were willfully not going to yield and that girl was not going to give up to you. And you actually made her give up.
I did.
Because she was afraid she was going to just tear your skin apart.
But she was still in control because she knew she would give up before she would... Yeah, I get that, actually.
Mm-hmm. That was
at...
that was at
YKW.
YKW.
You wore those stripes for ages.
Yeah, but it was something that I knew I could do. It was...
I have to say, that was extremely hot to watch.
Uh-huh.
I found it was... What I find with you, though, is I'm afraid you won't say yellow.
I won't. I'll tell you eventually that I won't
well,
because I won't... But, see, I trust you enough to not to know that I want to see how far I can go.
I'm just jonesing for a grape. I don't know why.
Are you being serious?
Did you want to show them the microwave thing? Or no?
Oh, have you ever seen the microwave thing?
No.
I'm sure.
Was it something to do with a grape and a microwave?
And a microwave.
So the microwave turns
You've never
into,
seen
the
it?
Grape turns into a firework.
You've never seen that?
I've never seen that.
You mean it makes sparks?
Yes.
Well, no, they could just talk and we'll walk over here and...
Well,
I
want to
see
too.
See what? I don't get to see the fireworks.
Hold on.
Give us a minute. We're going to pause and go turn a grape into a firework.
So,
bye.
What's our podcast?
We don't know yet. We'll think about it.
Drunk as Fuck is our podcast.
Drunk Divas.
Libertine. Ladies.
And the Muppets. Wait, what are they called? What are the two dudes called?
The two old men Muppets.
There you go.
Okay. I think we should make an announcement. This is not for children.